Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Will this be the year the state of Maryland and advocates for historically black colleges and universities settle their differences? Will the free state raise the age to buy cigarettes? How about raising the minimum wage? These are some of the top priorities of Maryland's Legislative Black Caucus. Its chair, Delegate Daryl Barnes, Democrat of Prince George's County, joined us by phone to discuss the caucus's priorities for the coming legislative session. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you today?
Just great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Let's start with the historically black colleges and universities, the HBCUs. It's been a dozen years since alumni of Morgan State, Coppin State, Bowie State, and the University of Maryland Eastern Shore sued over what they said was underfunding and racial discrimination. In 2013, a federal judge ruled for the HBCUs. There's been a lot of back and forth since then. The state has appealed. There were arguments before a federal court early this month. Now what?
There are a lot of things going on. There are so many moving parts when we talk about our HBCUs. And the Black Caucus has gotten involved to a certain degree where we are listening to all sides as it relates to our HBCUs. And we have had the opportunity to meet with all the stakeholders, if you will, in regards to settling the lawsuit. How do we move forward? What programs needs to be introduced? What legislation needs to be introduced, not only for the settlement of the lawsuit, but just to start having a more open conversation as regards to adequate funding for our HBCUs. I do believe that this is going to be the time in which something will come to bear as far as a settlement. I know that all sides want to settle this lawsuit. And I think we're moving in a direction where we're hopeful that meaningful talks and dialogues can happen. Now, I know you mentioned that the courts have been involved and some things have not gone the way that some would want. But I think some level heads are starting to get involved with this to try to come to some resolution as soon as possible.
Well, do you envision some kind of action that the legislature and the governor could take and go to the court and say, you don't need to do anything, we're settling this on our own outside the court?
I think that's possible. I think the Legislative Black Caucus have had some meaningful conversations with the governor's attorneys and other key advisors within the governor's office on how we like to proceed. The Black Caucus have had some meaningful conversations with the plaintiffs. And I think through those conversations, I am hopeful that we will be moving in a way that everyone can feel good about.
Early in 2018, Governor Hogan said he's willing to put $100 million into a settlement. Is that still the ballpark that the state is talking about?
Well, let me just say that when Martin O'Malley was governor, he offered a $60 million lawsuit. And the current governor, Larry Hogan, offered $100 million. And I believe the plaintiffs and the Black Caucus, frankly, think that that's a non-starting point, that dollar amount needs to be higher. There are some other integral parts to this lawsuit that needs to also be included. And once again, I think those conversations are being had in a meaningful way to try to move the ball forward.
Another one of your priorities is raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
How do you expect that issue to shape up in the legislature?
Well, as you know, this conversation is not new, but I believe the timing is most appropriate to get a bill of raising the minimum wage to $15 passed. The Black Caucus has grown in our membership from last year, where we were 50 members strong. This year, we are 54 members strong. I believe we have more progressives that are coming into the legislature that understands the fight for 15 is an important issue, not only to certain districts, but throughout the state of Maryland. And we believe that we have two champions sponsoring this bill that are leading that effort, and that is Delegate Diana Fennell from Prince George's County, and Senator Corey McCrae from Baltimore City. So with them two leading this effort and the Black Caucus getting behind them and rallying for this effort, and I believe we have some bipartisan support in making sure that minimum wage gets increased to $15 an hour. So once again, this is another topic in which I'm hopeful that we get this thing through.
It's Delegate Daryl Barnes, chair of the Legislative Black Caucus, here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about the caucus's priorities for the 2019 General Assembly session. You've gotten some press about your priority to raise the age for buying tobacco products to 21. Why is that a priority for the Black Caucus?
Well, I mean, smoking right now is just a huge concern. I mean, we have 92,000 deaths a year from tobacco smoke, and a large portion of that are African Americans. Anytime you have 92,000 kids under the age of 18 that die prematurely, that is a huge concern, and should be a concern not just for the Maryland Legislative Black Caucus, but for people in general. So that is a huge issue that once you look at the statistics from the American Cancer Society that has been shared with me, and if you look at the disparities throughout the state of Maryland, that was a no-brainer and an effort in which we said that we want to get behind to at least try to curb it and raise the age to 21.
Can Maryland have much impact if Congress doesn't raise the age across the country?
I mean, absolutely. I think this will be a state-driven issue in which other states have also raised the age to 21. And I think this is something that the state of Maryland wants to be an example of, and hopefully other states to follow.
What are your priorities in criminal justice?
You know, there are a couple that are looming. Some are carryovers from last year, but one is which has been nationally known, and that is the ban of 3D guns.
This is the idea of printing from something other than metal, therefore perhaps not detectable by weapons detectors, printing guns on 3D printers.
Exactly. These guns are not traceable because the lack of serial numbers. And most of the times, you know, those types of things are prone for criminal use. And we want to make sure that those things do not happen here in the state of Maryland.
Your priority list includes the phrase, eliminate slavery in the charter. And I don't know what that means.
Right. So the Maryland has a state charter.
Is this different than the Constitution?
Correct. So within that state charter, it uses the word slavery for our prison population. So what we're asking or will be putting forth is a bill to remove the word of slavery in our state charter here in the state of Maryland.
And this is something that can be done by legislation, or like a constitutional amendment, does it need to go before the voters?
Well, right now, what we're going to do is put it in as a bill, and from what we received back, it does not need a constitution amendment.
What other priorities would you like to highlight?
The other one that I think is of importance to the caucus is prescription drug use.
You're talking about the prices of prescription drugs?
The price of prescription drugs, the price gouging within the drug industry. I believe that there will be a bill introduced to form a more of an oversight board here in the state of Maryland as it relates to and monitors and observes the pricing of our prescription drugs.
Delegate Barnes, I appreciate you walking us through the list of priorities. Thank you.
No, thank you for the opportunity.
And Happy New Year.
You as well.
Delegate Daryl Barnes, a Democrat from Prince George's County, chairs the Legislative Black Caucus. We'll link on the record page at WIPR to his op-ed in the Baltimore Sun about the age of buying tobacco products. Quick break now on The Record, and then a Stoop story about sharing a goal. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.